This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday will begin defending him against charges that he incited the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month by hundreds of his supporters following his speech at a rally near the White House. On Thursday, impeachment prosecutors concluded there is clear and overwhelming evidence that Trump incited the insurrection by sending a mob of his supporters to the Capitol to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that he had lost the November election to Democrat Joe Biden. In closing arguments, the lead impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskin, argued that Trump urged supporters to march to the Capitol on January the 6th. They then stormed the building, vandalizing the inside, scuffling with police. While Trump did nothing for at least 2 hours to end the mayhem that left five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Trump's lawyers broadly claim that Trump's speech at the rally shortly before the rampage, in which he urged supporters to fight like hell, was permissible political rhetoric sanctioned by the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment protection of freedom of speech. Several impeachment managers warned that if Trump is acquitted, which is the likely outcome of the trial, he could be emboldened to create more chaos in another run for the presidency in 2024. In the politically divided 100-member Senate, 17 Republicans would have to join every Democrat for a conviction. As always, for additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is